Ravencoin consensus bug puts network at risk of deep reorg. Ravencoin, one of the older proof-of-work coins built for tokenized assets, disclosed a critical consensus vulnerability that could let an attacker force a deep reorganization of its blockchain. The warning came from Wu Blockchain, which reported that the flaw had already been exploited on the network. A deep reorg is close to the worst outcome a proof-of-work chain can face. In normal operation, the chain occasionally reshuffles its most recent block or two when two miners find blocks at nearly the same time. Nodes resolve that by following the chain with the most accumulated work. A deep reorg goes much further back, rewriting blocks that users and exchanges had already treated as settled. Payments that looked final can be erased and replaced. The mechanics that make this dangerous Ravencoin is a Bitcoin code fork that runs its own Kaopao mining algorithm. Like Bitcoin, it treats the heaviest valid chain as the truth. A consensus bug at that layer is different from an ordinary software crash. It sits in the rules every node uses to agree on which blocks are legitimate. If the rules can be gamed, an attacker with enough hash power or a way to trick nodes into accepting an invalid history can rebuild the ledger from a point in the past and present it as the canonical chain. The direct risk lands on anyone who accepts Ravencoin deposits. Exchanges and payment processors credit funds after a set number of confirmations on the assumption that reversing that many blocks is economically impractical. A deep reorg breaks that assumption. Deposits get credited, the coins get moved or sold, and then the original transactions disappear when the network reorganizes around a competing chain. That is the double spend pattern that has drained smaller proof-of-work networks before. Smaller chains carry a bigger target. The hash power securing a network is its defense. Bitcoin's cost to rewrite even a handful of blocks runs into enormous sums, which is why deep reorgs there are theoretical. Mid-cap and small-cap proof-of-work coins do not have that cushion. Their total mining power is a fraction of the largest chains, and rentable hash power markets let an attacker temporarily point a large amount of mining capacity at a single target. When a consensus bug lowers the bar even further, the attack stops being expensive and starts being cheap. Ravencoin sits in that vulnerable middle. It has a real user base and asset issuance features, but nowhere near the security budget of the top chains. That combination, meaningful value on the network plus limited hash power, is exactly what makes a consensus flaw here more than an academic curiosity. Practical steps while the fix lands. For holders, the immediate move is caution around transfers and deposits until developers confirm a patched client and enough of the network upgrades. Exchanges typically respond to reorg risk by raising confirmation requirements sharply or pausing deposits and withdrawals entirely, and several tend to move in that direction fast once a warning circulates. Treat any short pause as protection rather than a red flag. The broader lesson applies past Ravencoin. Confirmation counts are a risk setting, not a fixed law. The right number depends on how much hash power stands behind a chain and how healthy its consensus code is. A bug that lets history be rewritten resets that math overnight. Details on the exploit's exact scope, how far back a reorg could reach, and the status of a fix were still limited at the time of writing, with the disclosure coming primarily from Wu Blockchain's report. This story will firm up as Ravencoin's developers publish a formal advisory and a patched release.